Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you and yours in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. It is February 5th, 2015. You know, it's kind of amazing to some of us that were born, let's say, in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, and I guess some of us that were born in the 1990s, that how fast time is going and how fast things are passing us by. And with that said, I want to really talk about the subject today. Now, the comment section is actually really really short, but it's actually not an area that requires a whole lot of talk if you really think about it. And the subject for today is knowledge versus action. Pretty deep topic when you think about it. Knowledge versus action. No matter when you were born, are you where you wanted to be? Are you at the level that you thought you'd be, that you thought you would be at this time? So let's say you were born in the 60s or maybe even the 50s. Let's say you were born in, you know, either the 50s up until 1990. Where are you now here on 2015? Or whenever it is that you're listening to this, whatever month, whatever day, it really doesn't matter. Are you where you thought that you would be? Have you acquired the knowledge that you needed to move to the next level, be it going to school, taking a course, maybe doing some self-education, maybe doing some books on tape, different things like that? Have you grown and moved to the next level in your overall evolution? Or are you stagnant? Are you taking the information that you have or the knowledge that you have and putting it to good use? You know, are you surrounding yourself with people that will not only appreciate your knowledge but help you to share it and help you to grow to the next level or help you to get to the next level in whatever it is that you're doing, be it it's your job, be it that's, you know, your relationship with your children or your significant other or whoever it is or whatever it is that you're doing? Are you reaching the goals that you want to reach? And is your knowledge and your actions getting you where you need to be? I personally am a strong proponent on the fact that knowledge is very important. However, I'm an even stronger proponent on knowledge and actions being taken with that knowledge. Many people have, let's say, a high level of knowledge. Many people have degrees and certifications and experiences, but they're not sharing that information. They're not using that information. They're not taking that information or that knowledge and then putting action behind it to not only, in some cases, help themselves, but to put them into positions where they can help others. You know, a perfect example, actually, that really, really recently happened was, and I've heard it before, and I'm sure you have too. I was on a call, and on this call, one of the people that was on the call, and this is early in the morning, had gone to work. So the individual went to work, and while he was at his office, or while the person was at their office, they got called into see management. Okay. So, you know, person that's been working, doing what they got to do, trying to make ends meet. You know, I know that this is something that most of us are very used to. You know, somebody that takes pride in their work and does a good job. But unfortunately, things aren't quite going for the overall company or the market as the company would like to see. So they're not bringing in the necessary revenue that they need to bring in or that they feel they want to bring in to reach their goals. So basically, this individual and a few other individuals were basically told that day or the day that they were going to be laid off. Now, for anyone that's never been laid off or anyone that's never been fired, it is a horrible experience. And, you know, if you're by yourself, it's a horrible experience. If you have family and children and other responsibilities, maybe a parent that you're taking care of or a grandparent or someone else, that anxiety multiplies. And again, I'm not downplaying anybody that doesn't have those responsibilities, that just has themselves. But the fact is that this person basically went in with good faith, believing that they were going to have a job or continue to be employed, and now they found that they don't have a job, they are no longer employed, and now they need to make ends meet. Now, during the conversation, there were other people that came in, and they, you know, were also on the call, and they were, you know, reassuring the individual, telling him, you know, hey, you just lost your job, consider yourself gifted, you know, it's probably a blessing in disguise. And, you know, now you have the time and the energy to follow your dream, to find your passion, to, and some people even said, to do God's work, which is a beautiful thing. And the sentiment is honest, sincere, and pure. But here's my question, and here's where we come back to that position of knowledge versus action. That person didn't know that they were going to lose their job, so they were given some knowledge. They then took that knowledge and shared it with every other person that was on the conference call, that they had just lost their job and could they pray for him, which was a beautiful thing. And every single person that was actually on the call jumped in, not every single person, but many of the people on the call jumped in, but they jumped in with their own little stories. Hey, don't worry about it. What this happened to me, you know, this and this will come through, this and this will work out, all of that stuff. And they were trying to reassure him. And it was, again, it was legitimate. It was sincere. You know, one person said, hey, you know, at the end of the call, you know, give me your number. You know, let's talk, you know, blah, 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 blah. May not be able to fix it, but, you know, you need somebody to talk to in this time besides the other people that were on the call. And again, it was a very feel-good experience. But here's where I think most of the people drop the call. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people around you, there are people in your circle, in your pyramid, in your sphere that can help you to obtain all of the goals that you want to obtain, can help you to move yourself to the next level, can help you to grow and stretch yourself to become the amazing and phenomenal being that you truly are, not just in spirit, not just in thought, but in actual positioning and actually being able to help you and you help them to grow and develop. However, on the call, the majority of the people that were talking to this person were, again, either telling their stories, which was allowing them to relive whatever drama that they went through, but yet that drama today no longer exists. So it's not really applicable to that person that's listening. Why? Because they're in their drama right now. They're in their valley, so to speak. I constantly talk about the peaks and valleys of life and how life is cyclical. But that person is in the valley of their life. Why? Because now they don't have a job. They know that every month they're going to have certain bills. They know that every month they're going to need to eat. They know that every month they're going to need a roof over their head, money to put fuel in their car, money to go to the grocery store and buy groceries, all of these different things. And right now, the only thing that the people that were on the call were giving this person was some reassurance, which, again, is very needed. Please don't let me downplay that because I'm not trying to. It's not my intent. What my intent is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we as a people don't really give a crap what your religious belief is, what your ethnicity is, what your sex is, what your financial position is, what your title is, any of those things. My whole thing is that we have a tendency to not put action behind what it is that we do. And when I say that, what I'm saying is that it wasn't until almost the end of a little bit over an hour conversation, actually about 45 minutes into it, that the, and of course, the call was for something else. So 45 minutes into the overall call, maybe an hour into the whole overall call, that someone on the call said, well, hey, could you do me a favor? Could you tell me what it is that you do? You know, what is your aspiration? What were you doing for the years that you were working for this company? You know, what are your skills? Now, mind you, somebody did say on the call, hey, you know, there are people on the call that could probably help you, and there's a ton of skill, knowledge, and ability that's on the call, which is true, without a question. There are some phenomenal people that are on this particular call every day that the call transpires, which, again, is a beautiful thing. So that means that there's a lot of knowledge. There is a lot of potential that's on that call. And, again, there's a lot of potential and knowledge that are around each and every one of us, and some of us have a ton of it ourselves. However, the thing that really got me about it was that very few people said to this brother or to this person, one, what is it that you do and what are your skills? Well, when it was said and the person explained or said what their strengths were, what their skills were, of course, you know, you can't cover it all and you weren't actually expecting to even have to answer that question at the time. But when it was said, the part that was missing initially from the call, it came up, but what was initially missing was someone saying, hey, you do this particular task. Wow, pretty cool. I know three owners of three different businesses that do that type of service. Would you like me to introduce you to them, or would you like me to give you their information and go ahead and give you my name and my contact information so that when you contact them, when you reach out to them, you can tell them that I gave you their information? That was the part that really got me. Now, it just so happened that in this particular case, I was the person that stepped up and said, hey, I know the person that owns X company. I believe they are looking for people that do exactly what you do, which the guy is a skilled professional. And if you want, give me your phone number, and we'll talk after the call, and I can give you their information. In essence, just in the between the time of the call and the ending of the call, I actually was able to call a person, and I gave him three different business owners that own businesses that do the same service that this guy's been doing for a number of years, and their phone numbers, and I told them, hey, do me a favor, please feel free to tell them that I gave you their information. I don't get anything back for this. And, you know, see if they're looking to hire. You know, one company is actually a company that does something different, but in that same bailiwick, and I know the owner, and the owner said to me, hey, I'm looking to actually get into that field. I'm adding that service to my company. So it could be a great growth opportunity for this gentleman. And the other two people, they actually just do that particular type of business in the same area that that individual lives in, and all of the above. But the thing that I'm talking about is not only having knowledge, but then taking action with that knowledge, taking the step to connect people, not having connections or knowledge and then sharing it with no one, so that knowledge doesn't grow, it doesn't spread, it doesn't do anything. You know, the movie Hello, Dolly, there's a scene in there where Dolly is talking to someone and she's talking about her husband. You know, she in the movie, she loved her husband very much. He was her heart, her soul, her world. And I believe his name was Ephraim in the movie Hello, Dolly. And in the movie, she makes a statement that I thought was very profound. She said that when Ephraim was alive, he was somebody that constantly earned money and constantly spent money. And he believed that life was about living. It was about enjoying. It was about having fun. It was about doing the things that make you grow. And one of the things that Ephraim said that she shared with us was she said that Ephraim said that money is like manure. You have to spread it around for things to grow. You have to fertilize the ground with it. You have to share it with others. You have to give it freely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the same thing with knowledge, especially knowledge when people are in need. You have to be willing to share it. You have to be willing to take action to help people. You can't say, yeah, well, I got five friends that know that, or my buddy does this, or my whoever does this, because then you're not really helping anybody. What are you doing? You're blowing your horn. Don't tell somebody a story about how you went through difficulty, but now you're doing okay, if you don't have some type of an answer other than an antidote to help that person to move forward. Because at this point, where is that person's mindset? That person's mindset is on the fact that, hey, I've got responsibilities, and now I may be in a position where I can't take care of those responsibilities. I've got bills coming up. I've got rent or mortgage or car note or insurance, or I need food in the freezer, or the electric bill is due, or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is great to try to console someone. And if you have nothing to offer but to console them, please do. But we also need to be listening to be able to take action. We need to take the knowledge that we have, the relationships that we have, all of those different things, and use them as levers to help prop those up that may need propping up. But to not only prop them up, but to put them back on some type of steady ground, or to put them on a course, or put them in the direction that's going to help them to be able to stand on their own two feet. Because if most of you are like me, I'm a person that has almost never been without a job, has almost never been without a way to take care of my responsibilities. So for me to not be able to do those things because of a lack of funds or a lack of money or just situational things that happen in your life, that's a very debilitating state for me. And I know that I'm not alone. I know I'm not unique in that area. I am not financially independent. And I know a lot of people, especially in the world today, are not financially independent. Matter of fact, if I remember correctly, it's 97% of the population are not financially independent or can't just, you know, go ahead and stop working tomorrow and continue to maintain anywhere near the lifestyle that they may presently maintain working. So again, my question to you is knowledge versus action. And what are you doing with the knowledge that you have to help someone else and to help yourself? Are you taking action with that knowledge? You know, what is it? They say action on fire beats knowledge on hold every single time. I know I didn't quite quote that right, but think about it. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world where there are millions of people that need help, need assistance. And you'll hear me talk about this on several of my shows, because again, I'm about action. If we want to grow and to become more than we are, then we need to prop those people up that are willing to also do the same for others. It's not about getting paid back because you helped somebody. It's not about getting a bonus or getting a kudos or getting acknowledgement because you did something. It's about you doing what's right and then hopefully someone else doing the same thing for you when you find yourself in the same situation or a similar situation. It's about helping somebody and then making it so that person is not only learns from what you did for them, but also may be able to maybe not help you, but they may be able to help your son, your daughter, your uncle, your grandkid. You know, we used to live in a world where community was a very strong thing, and it doesn't really seem like we do that anymore. We used to know our neighbors' names, our neighbors' kids, what our neighbors did for a living. We used to have community functions where we got together. Most of these things don't happen anymore. You know, we used to live in a world where fellowship was a norm, and fellowship wasn't a phone call that lasted an hour or 2 hours, and then at the end of the phone call, the conversation goes, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand that we're all busy, but that's not real fellowship. That's throwing paint and toothpaste over a hole in the wall and then saying, okay, I can't see it, so it no longer exists. Fellowship, community, love, partnership, all of those things are working together each day as you grow and develop to become a better person, to become more than you were the day before, to grow and to evolve as not only a people, as a nation, as a world. All right? Most of us get more calls from a bill collector than we get from our families. Most of us get more calls and talk to people that we don't want to talk to far more than we do the people that we do want to talk to. Most of us know the person in the cubicle next to us or in our office space better than we know our own siblings, our own children, and our own significant others. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The only thing that we have is time, and we do not have much of that. And it is constantly running. Each day you have a choice. That choice is to make the decision to choose wisely to do the things that are going to help to grow you and your relationships with others so that when you need them and when they need you, they know that you have their back and you know that you have theirs. And they know that you have yours, theirs. So my question again, ladies and gentlemen, is knowledge versus action. If you've got 10,000 books in the library, is there a lot of knowledge in that library? Yes. But if you don't crack not one of those books, do you gain any knowledge? No. You're trying to tell me that you don't have time to read? There's books on tape. If you can sit in front of the idiot box, and I call it the television, and learn nothing, then guess what? You can sit in your car as you're driving back and forth from work and maybe even learn a language or learn something that you didn't learn, that you didn't know. Stop watching the TV or looking for it for noise as you read some love or drama novel, which, again, isn't helping you. Now, again, entertainment is a beautiful thing, but most of us are entertaining ourselves to death. It's not something that's going to grow you. It's something that's going to grow that author that wrote that book. Why? Because it's helping them in a financial situation. It's giving them more publicity, more money, more resources that they can use to help their own. For those of you that live in certain communities, what are you doing in your community to grow your community? For those of you that are of certain ethnic groups, what are you doing within your ethnic group to enhance your children's understanding of what's going on around them, what your people have gone through over time, and the things that they should be thankful for and appreciative of each and every day? Because guess what? Each of us is resting on the shoulders of someone that went through some drama that we will never encounter because that person stood up and went through that drama. That person experienced whatever it was that needed to be experienced so that we don't have to, so that we could learn from it. You know, the world doesn't grow by your opinions. The world grows and you grow by your examples. Let's be the example that we need to be. Let's take that knowledge and put it to action. Let's help that stranger. Let's help that person that we know. Let's go ahead and start to grow ourselves and stop trying to be better than the person next to you and try to be a better you. And as you're trying to become a better you, reach out and help the person next to you. Step up and grow and evolve. Most of us are not really growing and evolving. All right? Don't tell me that you have faith and you believe in the overall almighty, but yet you've done nothing to help anybody but your own. And in some cases, you're really not helping yourself. Don't tell me that you work some job and you've earned this and you've retired where basically all you did was work long enough and keep your head low enough that you stayed out of trouble long enough for you to actually have rated a retirement. When there's people around you that can use your help. Don't tell me that you're bored and you have nothing to do when there's people out there that have no one to talk to. Children out there that need role models and mentors. older people out there that would just love to have a conversation with another human being instead of staring at their television or staring at each other wondering where the heck they are. How many of us have kids and children that we haven't spoken to in God knows how long? When was the last time you called your mother just to say hello or called an old friend or looked at your phone, that digital thing that is constantly attached to your ear, and called someone up that you hadn't talked to in a while just to see how they were doing? Again, action is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Action is what's happening. Action is also what's important. Don't let another day go by where you haven't done what you need to do to make the world a better place. Notice I didn't say blaming somebody else or putting it on some politician or saying that you don't have the tools, you don't have the time, whatever. I'm saying you take an action to do what's necessary. What's the one thing that never changes about you? The answer is you. You have to decide to change. You have to decide to take the steps to move forward and to grow and develop. Am I perfect? Of course not. I've got issues like everybody else does. But again, life is a choice. What choices are you making and what's the end result? Definition of insanity, doing the same thing and expecting a different result. What are you doing that's not moving you forward? What are you doing that's not giving you what you need? What are you not doing that's not helping you to grow, to develop, and to become the person that you want to be? This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying, let's take that knowledge and put it to action. Let's go ahead and make that phone call. Let's go ahead and help that friend. Let's go ahead and reach out and talk to someone that we haven't talked to in a long time. Let's go ahead and connect somebody with that connection. You know, I've said this before, and then I'm going to get off my box. If you have a network and you're waiting to figure out whether a person is worthy of you sharing someone in your network with them, you don't have a network. You just happen to know some people. You just happen to be in a certain position. An arm in a cast for 6 months doesn't have the same strength that it had before it went in that cast or before it was broken. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to have a network, in order to help people, in order to grow and develop, you need to exercise. You need that muscle. You need to take action. You need to help your fellow man. You need to, in some cases, do your job. Some of you people that may work for, let's say, government or some company, how many of you have resumes sitting in front of you with people right now desperately looking for a job, and instead of you going through those resumes and looking at the qualifications so that that person can become a useful part of the workforce, you're sitting on your butt talking about, well, I'll look at 4 or 5 today, or, well, I'll do it tomorrow. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the world is cyclical, and everything comes around. Just because things are working for you doesn't mean it's working for anyone else. So let's take action. Let's do what we need to do. Let's move to the next level. Let's grow. Let's develop. And let's become what we were meant to be. Yes, there is greatness within each and every person. But most of us are what? A sad shadow of what we were actually meant to be. A sad shadow of who we could be. A sad shadow of who we need to be because we're not willing to do what's necessary. Stop looking at your accolades and looking at your bank account and start doing the things to help other people. You can't take any of that money with you when you die, okay? So how about this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you very much for listening. If you like the show and you feel as though someone else can get something from it, please, in the upper left-hand corner, please like our show and you'll get updates on future shows. Also, again, share the show with someone that you think it may be able to reach, that it may be able to help. Take care, be well, and as always, we wish you every success. Take care, and thanks again.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.